Next item is conditional use number 2392, Zion Church Ventures LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2392 for Zion Church Ventures LLC for 180,500 square feet of warehouse storage building, a 2,500-foot car wash, and a pool and clubhouse amenity based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of this application is to create a climate-controlled storage and workspace areas for individuals with boats, recreational vehicles, motorcycles, cars, and collectibles, including specific areas of a car wash, included in specific areas for a car wash, proper recycling and disposal of automobile fluids to serve many individuals in the area who don't have room within their home and property to store or work on such items. This use also includes a pool and clubhouse amenity for the owners of the units and their guests. Two, the site is in the vicinity of several areas that have developed with commercially and residentially zoned properties. This includes property in the area with HR, high density zoning, GR, general residential zoning, AR1 zoning, and multiple business and commercial zoning districts. This use is compatible with the surrounding uses and zoning. Three, traffic generated by the proposed use will be minimal and will not have a negative impact on neighboring properties or roadways. DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by this use will not be negligible. Four, the use is of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. Five, the property is located in the coastal and developing areas, which are both growth areas according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The conditional use is consistent with the plan's guidelines for these areas since it will provide convenient areas for businesses, homeowners, and property owners in this area of Sussex County. Six, the site will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, there are wetlands that have been preliminary delineated on the property, and a 25-foot buffer is proposed from those wetlands, except in two locations, which will be mitigated with approval from the USA COE. Eight, with conditions and limitations proposed by the applicant, the conditional use will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the conditional use shall be limited to 180,500 square feet of warehouse storage area, a 2,500 square foot car wash area, and a pool and clubhouse amenity for the owners of the units. The pool and clubhouse shall be for the exclusive use of the owners and their families and guests. It shall not be operated commercially or as a club for persons not otherwise affiliated with the primary use of this project. No businesses that primarily involve or are similar to the following use shall be permitted: retail, gyms or fitness centers, breweries or brew pubs, or food service. B, no unit or area within the conditional use shall be used as a dwelling or for housing. No overnight accommodations shall be allowed. C, there shall not be any outside storage, including boats, materials, RVs, or equipment within the site. D, if a unit is used for business purpose, that business may only use the area for a climate-controlled storage. The property shall not be used by a business for manufacturing or industrial purpose. In addition, the property may not be used by a business as a mail drop or pickup delivery or delivery location for customers. E, An oil recycling and disposal facility shall be provided, and its location shall be shown on the final site plan. F, an RV sewer cleanout shall be provided on the property, and its location shall be shown on the final site plan. G, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, a fence shall be installed along the perimeter of this project. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. I, any dumpsters must be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. K, there shall be adequate parking as required by code. The parking area shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and on the site itself. There shall be no parking within the property setbacks. L, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted along Zion Church Road. M, the applicant shall submit as a part of its final site plan a landscape plan showing all the limits of disturbance within the property. These limits of disturbance shall be clearly marked on the property itself. N, there shall be an on-site management office maintaining the property and the operations on it. It shall be open during regular business hours. Six, the unit shall only have bathrooms with a toilet and sink. No showers, bathtub-type fixtures, or plumbing connections shall be permitted. Instead, any shower/bathing facilities shall be standalone, centrally located buildings in a centrally located building on the site. P, any wetlands will be delineated on the final site plan, which shall show a 25-foot buffer from those wetlands or a permitted from the US COE for mitigation fill in specific locations shown on the final site plan. Q, the applicant, its successors, and or assigns shall cause a condominium association to be formed to be responsible for the maintenance of the roadways, parking areas, amenities, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas, and the compliance with these conditions, which shall be incorporated into the condominium documents. R, the final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2392, Zion Church Ventures, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and with the stipulations in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler.
Vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.